I'm done discussing sports. It's bothering me!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, for the sake of the discussion, if you want me to say, okay, they shouldn't broadcast the Little League World Series either, just to keep it an easier thing to discuss, I can do that.
No, it's just... Evan called you out on it during the break. You're changing the goalpost.
No,
a little.
I'm not.
Now it's about their psyche, but you did start with quality.
Well, that's because that was the first thing I listed, but maybe you didn't hear the last two or three.
No, I did.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And yeah, I just don't. We're just talking about the Little League. Well, we're not talking about the Little League World Series. We're talking about the Little League Regionals that are being broadcast on ESPN, 11 and 12 year olds. And I just don't think 11 and 12 year olds should be on TV playing baseball. Here's the other thing I was thinking about. Remember Adam Morrison?
Yeah.
What do you remember about Adam Morrison?
He cried.
That's right. He
Champion.
Cried.
Yep.
He cried. Like, think about that. So Adam Morrison was a college kid and they lost, I think, right here in Oakland. And the camera shows Adam Morrison, a grown man or a 22-year-old, 21-year-old, crying. And that was, what, 20 years ago? And to this day, we still mock Adam Morrison for crying after a loss. And all I'm saying is I don't think it's good to show an 11-year-old crying after a loss. I mean, if we laugh at Adam Morrison, I don't know. I just...
So that's how you remember Adam Morrison.
Well, and Goo, that's the first thing
you
said.
No, you can't speak for me. Well, you asked how I remembered him.
Exactly.
I didn't say he's a bum or...
No, but you said he cried.
He's not human. I mean, Steiny, life is going life regardless.
Well, not if it's on national TV, Goo.
No,
that's
Steiny,
all I'm
you
saying.
You got to go through experiences, though. You win some, you lose some. You get knocked down, you get back up. Right. I'm just like, and we're different. I watch Little League, and being a parent like you that had kids participate in that, I think it's awesome. Where community gets behind some of these teams that go to this stage and get their butts whooped, I think the experience supersedes the result. And I never once said, oh, that right fielder should have got to that ball. You know, that's something I keep to myself, but, you know, I'm just Mark Willard. Willard texted, Goo, keep fighting a good fight. You're totally right on this one. That's just him, but,
yeah,
man. To say, why
right.
do you think they put it on TV?
If you
want to
do that at 510 on the Boxer and Gershon Work Injury Attorneys text line, Goo, you don't get it. These kids are being humiliated on national television
okay, so
for everyone to see.
Gotcha.
So, I mean,
why do you think they air it then, Steiny?
Because it's probably ratings, I got to believe, right? Also, there's nothing else on right now. I'm just saying, I don't. Like
you would like really? Less of it.
No, you didn't enjoy watching a team of 11-year-olds get their ass kicked on television yesterday.
And, like, had it been 5-4, would you feel different?
No, I just don't. Like,
yeah, like if a kid gave up a walk-off home run
and cried
mm-hmm. so it would be better because the game was closer?
Like, no, I'm really asking you that.
No, I don't want to see any of it. Like, I don't think it's fair to a kid that everybody gets to see when he gets... Mm. When he gets pulled out of a game and is despondent. And I'm just saying, like, when I played Little League and struck out, or when I got used like a bar of soap by Tony Jenkins when I was in ninth grade, it's like I didn't get to school on Monday and everyone saw every play of the game. And I just know that,
yeah.
Some kids are probably going to take some heat for that.
Nick in Oakland, the Guru, you don't get it. These kids are being humiliated on national television for everyone to see them. Think of how they'll be teased for crying or looking small. Nick in Oakland. And you're talking to a guy, Steiny, eighth grade. I was in the eighth grade, St. Anne's. We lost the championship. And I cried.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think happened before I stepped foot? Evan, true story. Before the bell rung at 8:10 at Alvarado Middle, dudes were laughing at me because I cried because we lost. But I didn't die. I learned from it.
Imagine if there were more than five people who saw you strike out.
You think I'd be ruined?
Well, I'm not going. Yeah. I just don't think, I don't think you would have been ruined, but I don't think it's helpful. Maybe it.
I don't think the other eyes that these kids don't know from different locales impact them more than you guys are letting on. Like, everybody sees it, but nobody is going to follow, you know, young Evan Giddings in Reading, PA once it's over.
Like, you don't think?
Locally, but...
Well, that's the other thing. I mean,
everybody's around them and parades and fundraisers. Dude, and to this day, Stani, American League National, my boy Dominic was on a team that went to the Little League World Series. I can't even remember if they won or lost. It was just, wow, you guys qualified and got that experience.
And that, again, though, there will be positive experiences. I'm not saying there won't be. I'm just saying shouldn't be asking these kids to live through this in front of complete strangers and in front of a national audience.
But we were discussing earlier the team from Petaluma from way back who made the Little League World Series. I feel like that's an awesome opportunity for the community to rally around these kids. You're not speaking about them with remembrance of a kid crying on television. You're talking about them as a team that made the Little League World Series and succeeded. So in the moment, perhaps you're seeing a kid cry, feel humiliated, but in 5 or 10 years, man, when this kid is an adult, they're going to look back on that as a really special experience that was captured on television.
And have reunions.
Yeah, like Petaluma will. They won it, right?
See, the fact that you don't even, I don't know, but the fact that they were there in the first place
is what we're talking
is
about.
What we're discussing.
The experience.
Right, and okay, right. And for every great experience, I could probably show you a highlight of a kid who had a miserable experience because of the pressure that he didn't come through or he or she didn't come through.
And we all agree that's with or without cameras. But, like, that's happening.
But you don't think the cameras exacerbates it? You don't think that adds to the pressure? You don't think that adds to the likelihood that more people are getting, and, you know, the idea that now all of a sudden, I feel like people are saying, no, Steiny, the internet's really nice. Like, the internet's really nice. They'll pick these kids up.
I guess that's the part where I'm...
Because I don't think that's the case at all.
Yeah.
But you act like there's some bully in his basement that's cutting clips of every single kid
like
from his middle
center,
school.
Steiny of the kids, little Matt Steinmetz made 6 errors. Like,
you don't think that happens?
I don't.
You don't think there's... You don't, okay, well then.
No, I get crying and being down, and that's naturally going to happen, TV or not. But, Stani, I believe if you polled 100 Little Leaguers to give them the option to play on TV, forget how good.
Well, I know they would, of course.
And that's the beauty of it.
Well, they're not old enough to make that decision. Like, I get it. They would want to, but I don't think it's necessarily the best thing or the healthiest thing. Let's go to Father Time in Napa. We can move off it. Hey, what's going on, Father Time? How you doing?
Oh, maybe I'll close the book on this. I spent a little time back in the day umpiring and refereeing youth sports. And if you think there isn't crying every single game, you know, I understand, Sonny, it's not on television. Well, every one of these kids wants to be on television. And you're telling me, well, they don't have maturity to make that proper decision. That may be true. The bigger picture is, yeah, in a global world, kids aren't on TV at all. We don't do any reality TV. We don't do anything with TV. My wife's an educator. No kids on TV. Got it. But they want to be on TV, and there's no stopping it. And then, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Ooh, no, go ahead. It's all you.
Yeah. So the thing I would say is, it got kind of mentioned briefly, the notion that regionals are not okay, and yet the World Series is okay, is completely unfounded. You know, the kids are not growing up and handling success or failure in the proper way within the next 2 weeks. It's just not happening. Mm. This is the lifetime opportunity for these kids. Yes, there will be bumps. Yes, there'll probably be some horrible stuff said. But you know who the coolest kids are on campus? These kids.
Yeah.
They're not gonna experience things the way you think. They're gonna be heroes when they come home.
Yeah.
For better or worse. For better or worse. Anyway,
that's a great
love
point.
The show. Peace
yeah.
Guys.
Great call.
Yeah, I'm sure some people will do that, but, you know, what if the idea that, I don't know, I just don't think it's healthy, putting too much pressure on an 11-year-old. The other thing is, I also think, like, the good players at 11 or 12 years old, a lot of them just grew faster than somebody else.
No doubt.
Like, so we're given these some of these kids so much attention. And the reality is that they really don't deserve it.
Well, we can't ignore our hate because they picked it up faster than others, or they went through puberty.
Well, they grew fast.
But Stoddy, the point is, you know, however they got there, they're at the top tier. So we can't hate
that
on
Oregon
them.
Team is not top tier. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But from their hood, they are.
Well, and that right. And you know
that,
what?
That's
and you
what know the guy what? Was talking about.
You know, there's probably a team playing pickup basketball 2 hours outside of Des Moines, Iowa, and they're probably not as good as a team from New York. That's all. Some people are agreeing with me.
Yeah.
So I got that going for me.
Very minimal, Stoney. But yeah, you feel how you feel.
No, I mean.
So you're not watching any more Little League World Series. We can take it.
No, I can watch it.
No, you can't.
You can't.
No, you cannot.
Come on, man. It's okay. It's not for you.
No, you'll watch the Little League World Series, just not the regionals.
Remember the old manager, Lloyd McClendon, that took first base? He was a Pirate manager, and he was arguing, took first. Mm-hmm. He went 5-for-5 in the Little League World Series, Williamsport, mm-hmm. with 5 home runs. Now, that's obviously who wouldn't want to, like, he's going to remember that forever, and I got to believe if there were 5 strikeouts in Williamsport, that kid's going to remember, like...
And what do the kids who threw him those remember?
Like,
seriously, I'm just asking. They had to get, dinged on national TV.
Than never to have loved it all, man. That's all I'm telling you.
No one remembers the kids that gave up the home runs. They remember the Cody Bellingers, the Todd Frazier's.
Right.
There the Freddie
are no
Freemans.
Goats, Steiny. There are no goats. Okay. And like that guy, the caller, he just hit it out the park with, when they get back home, they're heroes. Just like Mark Madsen was on the Lakers when they were at the parade.
That's what
they were champs.
You know, and that's right. But what about the ones who aren't champs? That's all I'm saying.
I guess they're champs from their
that's life, though. You don't win every day.
My point is, again, we're talking about 11-year-olds. We're talking about 11-year-olds on national television. I think that's a little too much pressure for them.
I love it.
That's all I'm saying. And I just don't think it's overall healthy. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. Oh, I got to do the lead.
All right.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. So if you care so much and you had a child that was 11 years old, played on a really good travel team, that child qualified for the regionals, you wouldn't let that child play because they would be exposed on national television.
No, it's not about...
And I asked him that last segment.
It's not about forbidding them to play. It's about, I don't think... the idea or the process of having kids like that play on national TV, that's what I don't like. Like, with all due respect to them, who are they? They're 11-year-olds.
And that's
like
the beauty of it,
okay?
Stoney.
And that's what I think is the opposite of the beauty. I think it's kind of like the downside. We're putting too much pressure on these 11-year-old kids, and some of them aren't ready to handle it. And I think we're also setting up some false expectations for the people or the kids who succeed. The kids who don't succeed have to take that with them. They're just not into it. Can we just not into it? That's all.
But you are. Like, that's, I guess, what's bothering me is that you are into the Little League World Series. You just aren't into the preceding rounds. That's what's frustrating me.
I actually don't watch the World Series either. Like the Little League World Series. I don't really watch that either, though. I mean...
But you don't have to know that it's a big deal and something these kids are going to remember, win or lose,
some of them,
the rest of their life.
Yeah, right. And usually that memory was a private memory that they could share with their teammates, their coaches, their families, and now...
Let me ask
you.
They
gotta live it in front of strangers.
And you can say our goo is not relevant, but I just told you my 8th grade story. Yeah, it wasn't televised. We lost. But didn't that sound like a fond memory coming for me? That we went to the championship and lost?
I'm sure a lot of people, a lot of kids have had positive experiences with it. But I'm talking about the kids that may not. Mm. And look, 408, Boxer and Gerson, Work Injury Attorneys text line, or 925. Life comes with pressure and life comes with losing and disappointment.
There it is.
This is good for development. You need to go through failure in your life. I agree with all that. I just don't want it to be on national TV. That's all. When you're 11. At 408, I'm with Steiny. Yes, he's pedantic and thinks too highly of himself, but this is one of the most reasonable things he said.
Well, it looks like it's growing. They're not taking away, you know, now that the regionals are being televised.
It's going to keep going, I'm sure.
You know?
It's going to keep going. I can't wait till we have the professional baby races, you know, how they have at timeouts. Maybe we should see if we can monetize that.
Yeah, we can't watch the regionals, but we can watch the World Series of the baby races.
Yeah, something like that.
It's because there's a quality to it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I told you, you can put Little League World Series under this umbrella, too.
Well, it's here to stay, partner.
Oh, I know. And it's one of the reasons that life's harder for kids now than it used to be. Like, I do believe that. Growing up as a 10, 12-year-old, harder. It's
harder. Little League with social media is the reason, but the Little League World Series is the last on the list of why. Like, person you just read from the 408, mm-hmm. I believe, is real. There is more pressure on kids these days. That's just a given. And the Little League World Series is the last component to me, Stani, of being, these kids' problems. I just think you're missing out on, Evan brought up Petaluma. What about the reunions those kids are probably could have, 10, 15, 20? Like, that's something that they'll bond over forever.
Which they would have done anyway. Which they do anyway without having games on national TV.
But going and experiencing that is the reason that you would have those reunions, to me.
Well, if a team's won the Little League World Series and the game's not on television, of course they're going to have, they're going to reunite every year. I get that. What I'm saying is that you can do that without having the games on TV. Like, if Puerto Rico won it in 1988,
right.
I'm sure they still get together, but their games weren't on TV and everybody didn't see them. Steinmetz. Yeah, I don't know about the WWE, the NFL Red Zone, and the NFL Network. ESPN's taking over those three things?
Yeah, man.
What does that mean?
I came in today, I asked you and Evan, is NFL Network, our guy Chris Rose, or him and Maurice Jones-Drew, is that show over, or is it going to go on as it is, and the ownership and the money is just going to a different wallet?
I don't know.
Do you like it?
No. But I can only tell you why I don't like it, and that's because the perception I have right now of ESPN.
Well, what about, here I go, just to that. We can get to that. I don't know if I like the NBA going back to NBC this reshuffling and everybody's going. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't
know. And
either.
ESPN now has Barkley and what TNT built. I don't like that change.
I don't either. Like, there's no way that Barkley and Shaq and Kenny Smith
over.
Are going to be as good.
Ernie.
On
Ernie Ledd, he won't even be there.
On ESPN. Or
Willie. I think they're going to simulcast, but I don't like it, man. Leave my stuff alone, Steiny. But it's greed, right?
Yep, just like Little League Baseball. A lot of greed.
But you will admit, because, dude, Steiny, I didn't see some stuff happen. I hadn't been a part of it just among parents. Could you imagine somebody overhearing, with man or woman, hearing you just your take on the thing as their kids were prepping to play? Oh, my God, Steiny.
What about them?
They would try to cuss you out. They'd get upset.
I got to tell you, and I know you can, a lot of people are agreeing with me.
I'm not saying they're not.
Because the reality of the situation is, to some people, it is unseemly that we televise 11-year-olds playing baseball.
But the technology now is more easier to do it than it's ever been to admit that.
Doesn't make it right to me.
So are we taking advantage of the kids? No, they love it.
Well, I wouldn't say the umbrella statement that they all love it until we know how they did and their reaction to winning and losing.
Why do we like the Olympics so much?
I don't know.
And the Junior Olympics, Donnie, because we get to see.
What are the Junior Olympics?
You know,
I don't even know what they are.
The one,
you're talking
young,
about the handicap, the Paralympics?
No, the ones that are like in their teens that are not fully, you know, they, you know who's doing what where before you're old enough to qualify for the Olympics. Like they that exists. I'm just sitting back the Olympics, appreciating.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, little Bobby throwing the ball, striking out seven. And it's not about contracts. It's Little League, the essence of that being right. Televised.
And I'd never compare the Olympics, where we have athletes, you know, who are at the top of their game
and a lot older. Junior. Yeah.
That.
And we agree to disagree. Netta Harrison saying the ones that I'm saying that would argue with you. I mean, you see it at AAU all day, every day. Those are the loser parents. But, yeah, you feel how you feel.
Well, like Coco Gauff made the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open when she was 14 years old, qualifies as a child. She's on national television, and she eventually lost and was emotional.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't ruin her, though, Stoney.
Should she not be allowed to be on television?
No, if you're going to use, again, one of the most elite athletes in history, I'm talking about little leagues, not just one person. Like, she obviously has excelled. She obviously qualified for the U.S. Open, so she got to play in the U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about just the overarching idea of televising little league baseball 11-year-olds.
Could have broken her, though.
I wonder.
And now she's a multi-time major champion.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, what does that have to do with the chubby kid who came off the mound in tears yesterday? Like, who wasn't at her level?
Well, Stoney, who are you to say that that's going to ruin?
I'm not saying it's going to ruin him. I'm saying it's not healthy.
He'll look back and cherish that moment forever.
Do you really think?
Even if it wasn't victorious.
You think he's going to cherish a moment where he got pulled out of a game, his chin was dragging and he was crying? Like, that's, like, I get it. That is a learning lesson, maybe, but I just don't think the kid should have to go through that in front of
the world.
Yes, that's all. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont, but pick a subject to get off this.
That one about the bold moves for the team before we have Matt Barrels at 12.
Okay. And by the way, real quick, no malice. There's no malice.
Uh-oh.
Here. Mm-mm.
Oh, just saying something else.
Kids are a little young to spotlight. What's coming up next in The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Coming up today at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the Las Vegas Aces. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pre-game starts at 6:30. This is brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here.